Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Derek tweets into the show. He says, "The dog dying in I Am Legend was the worst.
Worse than the dog dying in Marley and Me?
Whoa! Spoilers.
Old Yeller? Top five dog deaths?
Take the people that you're drawn to and kill them. Can't believe they did that in Hardball. Still broken up about that.
Why would they do G-Baby like that?
He didn't deserve that. Josh's top five. Hall of Fame careers that had bad starts.
Yeah, this should be interesting. It should lead to a lot of frantic Googling and referencing of things.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be on Baseball Reference this entire segment, which is exciting for me.
Yeah, you get there now. I'll give you a second here, and we'll begin. How's that sound?
It's great.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
From there, it's one of my bookmarks.
Mike Trout. Not a Hall of Famer, but
definitely gonna
be. Hot take. I think it's trending that way.
Yep.
After making an 0-for-3 debut for the Angels in 2011.
Wait, 0-for-3. Wait, so we're talking about debut games?
Debut games, early start.
Okay.
It's not specifically first day on the job, but a lot of these do start there. He was in LA for about 3 weeks before being sent back down to Double A. Now, possibly the greatest player of his generation.
Yeah. I didn't know he got sent back down. I guess I don't remember it that way.
To Double A.
Interesting. Came back at age 19 and did okay.
Admittedly, I got better facts and stories about the other ones.
Okay, good.
But the first one's Mike Trout.
By the way, the next year, 2012, Trout played 139 games and won Rookie of the Year and got second in the MVP voting. And we were off and running.
Worked out for him.
Yeah.
Number four.
Number four is Greg Maddux. Late season call-up in 86. Here's his numbers after the 87 season. Win-loss record of 8-18, 5.59 ERA. He walked 4.1 batters per nine innings.
Oof.
Where he toiled in Chicago until 1993, and he was shipped off to Atlanta, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I wouldn't say toiled in Chicago. He won the Cy Young in 92 for the Cubs.
Toiled in Chicago. Before being shipped off to a premier organization in the Atlanta Braves.
So his whole thing, I believe I've heard him tell this story before, and it's very Greg Maddux, but the whole thing at the beginning of his career was, going for velocity. Trying to throw hard. Once he figured out, I don't need to do that.
That's not my game.
I'm just going to go ahead and spot up and see what happens. Rely on some late breaks, some movement. And pinpoint accuracy and location. I think that turned out well for him. I made that point during the World Series. What you see now is there is a whole bunch of sinker ballers in college baseball. Friday night guys that are sinker ballers. They're throwing probably 92, and they're relying on that late break down and into right-handed batters. So if those guys get up there in the College World Series and they're feeling the nerves a little bit, they're throwing too hard. It doesn't work out for them. It doesn't work out for them because then they lose that late break on the sinker. And that happened a couple times during the World Series. Let off the gas a little bit. Let the ball do the work. Trust your stuff. Greg Maddux certainly was he did that to a high extent. Yeah. Somebody just hit one off the catwalk here in Tampa.
Live ball.
Like the outer ring. So they, you know, they have those specific rules in Tampa.
Yeah.
Where like, it, depending on which ring you hit, it's a home run or a double or it's not, or it's an out potentially. Uh-huh. Yeah, he must have hit the far one because they're calling it a home run.
Oh yeah, that would have went out.
Yeah.
All right, number three.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Derek Jeter.
Number two.
Is number three on this list.
Oh. Have some respect. Have some R2 pecked.
He debuted on my 10th birthday, May 29th, 1995.
Aw.
He went 0 for 5.
Get this Jeter guy out of here.
Yeah, he's a bum. He owns the second worst WAR of any Yankee debut ever. It was like minus 2.75 or something like that.
In one game or in one year?
I'm going to...
You can't have minus two wins in one game.
In one game, yeah. So, yeah, that had to be after his first season.
So he played 15 games in his debut season in 1995. It took him a minute to get to the major leagues. He reached the major leagues at age 21. And this is a guy who came out of high school. So, I don't know. It took him 3 years to get there.
He got a hit his next day, was sent down, and was asked, hey, does that bother you? And he's like, yeah, I'll be back.
He was back. He won the Rookie of the Year in 1996, won a World Series.
What? And gets a seven-part documentary.
So they didn't win in 96, did they?
His rookie year they won, didn't they?
So yeah, they won in 96, didn't in 97. Because that was a Marlins year. And then 98, 99, 2000, got to the World Series in 2001. Yeah, I think he had a pretty good career.
Yeah, I think he
did okay. Like,
you know what? I'll take the 0 for 5. I'll be back. I'll right the ship.
Yep.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Willie Mays. One of the best of all time started his career 0 for 5. He did reach on an error in the eighth, but it's still an 0 for.
So are you saying that Vinny Pasquantino is going to be basically Willie Mays, Derek Jeter, Mike Trout, Greg Maddux?
I'm saying it's possible. I'm saying don't write this guy off yet. The Italian breakfast sausage nightmare.
That's right.
Not only did Willie Mays have a bad start, but he did not snap out of it right away either. He went on to start 1 for 26 in his first 7 games and then went on to win an NL Rookie of the Year.
Yep, he did okay for himself.
Yeah.
Long career after he started in the Negro Leagues and then played a couple of years, won Rookie of the Year, then when, you know, missed a year military service and then did okay after that.
Made a good catch somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He did.
Which leads us to the best baseball player who started off poorly.
Barry Bonds?
Make it so, number one.
Did he start off poorly?
I don't know.
Number one.
It's Hank Aaron. Another 0 for 5 debut. The greatest home run hitter of all time. Yes, I said it. Got a couple base knocks the next day.
What? Disrespect for Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I will disrespect Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
he disrespected himself.
Yeah.
Not my home run king.
Henry did okay for himself as well. I always like to look at, you know, my eyes on the baseball reference page go straight to like the award section on the far right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
So when your entire award section has something for it every year of your career except for your last one, it includes All-Star games, MVP voting, Gold Gloves, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When in Rookie of the Years, if your awards column has something filled in there every year except for your last, which is your 23rd year in Major League Baseball, yeah. You're going to be one of the best of all time.
Yeah. Not the first day, though. He was 0-for-5.
He was an all-star in every year of his career except for his first and his last.
Mm-hmm.
Only one MVP, though.
A travesty.
A travesty. Thank you, Josh.
Why do we even hand out that award?
I'm excited for Vinny Pasquantino to be just like Hank Aaron.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
He's got a lot of work to do because I think Vinny's like 29 years old, but...
It's written in the stars, Connor. It's going to happen. You know, some people are just late bloomers.
Vinny is... Oh, wait. No, he's not that old. I'm sorry. He's 24.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I think he was older?
He is poised.
He's been in minor league baseball for so long.
In 7 minutes, game two starts for Vinny.
That's right. We're excited.
Is he in the lineup today?
Yes, he is. He's playing first base today.
Oh, he's playing the field today.
Yep.
He's just a DH yesterday, right?
Yep.
That's where he's really going to shine.
The young Royals core is starting to come into shape.
Who's pitching tonight?
Who's pitching tonight? I think it is Greinke today.
Yes, it is Wednesday. Well, we looked that up earlier with the Facebook story about Zach Greinke
shaming that children. That's a no-no. All right. Coming back. So Scott Docterman, we've talked about Scott quite a bit of things that he's written about the Big Ten and their conference sort of not realignment, but future scheduling. He's also the Iowa beat writer. He had an interesting fan survey that he has now collected the results on. A couple things that I want to pull out of there, including what Iowa fans think of Nebraska, not just do you like me. I don't think the answer would be yes on that. And a couple questions that I have based off it. We'll do that next year on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.